Chapter 9. Mrs. Biddle. We jump from the table and run to find Mother. She's very happy with the Indian food.
Where's it from?
She asks.
We went to India on the carpet.
Charles begins to say, but I stand on his foot and he stops immediately. It's from a restaurant, I say quickly. Then we remember the carpet. It's still on the big table. We run back to get it, but it isn't there. Where's our carpet? We ask the salesman.
The Persian carpet. It was on sale. It belongs to that lady now,
answers the man. He points to Mrs. Biddle. She's carrying our carpet.
Quick,
says Charles.
Let's follow her.
We follow her home and knock on her door. Mrs. Biddle opens it.
Oh, it's you,
she says angrily.
There's a mistake,
says Anthea.
That's our carpet.
No, it isn't,
Mrs. Biddle shouts.
It was on sale. It's mine now.
We want our carpet,
says Charles angrily.
Well, I'm sorry, but you can't have it,
shouts the teacher.
Now leave my house.
I see our carpet on the floor and I have an idea. Dear carpet, please make Mrs. Biddle generous, I say. Suddenly Mrs. Biddle's face changes. She smiles at us.
Come in, children, and have some biscuits.
Thank you, but we must go home with our carpet,
says Robert.
Oh, yes, of course,
says Mrs. Biddle. She's so nice now. She gives us some biscuits and then the carpet.
Come and visit me again, dears,
she says.